I'm Ben Musanzi wa Musangu, and people now call me Big Ben of Bradford. It's a miracle to be in Bradford, because in our comfort zone in the Congo, we could not believe, we even imagine that we'll be one day here. But the Congo War pushed us to leave and sent us to exile. And how to get from the Congo, the only way was to come as a student. So I came as a student in Bradford Uni, that's the connection. And leaving my family, because it was just one year stuff, master degree. But what we planned didn't work like that. As soon as I left, the family I left behind became themselves a target. I struggled from here. I remember in Bradford even having mental health because of the news I was receiving from there, how rebels were chasing or hunting them. And by another miracle, a lady from Scotland, we met just for 5 minutes, helped us to evacuate my families. And once here, Bradford quickly became our land, our town. Out there in the BCB, I met a guy from Congo Brazzaville, Francois Bikindu. And then Francois Bikindu started coming at home. And then we were talking about many things, about our countries, both Congos in mess because of war. And then the idea came to set up a radio program in French for French-speaking refugees. And then that is how the idea Africa on Air came in mind. And then we started that with many other people like Nelly and Eduardo, Crispin Lecky, and Pastor Thomas Mitumwini. All these people, we were doing amazing program in French. But when we did a kind of survey, how many are listening to this? We found not many. I suggest to them, can we change it in English? All of them refused because they were unable to speak properly English. That is how I was left alone. And then I said, okay, why not try with my broken English? I spoke about this idea in our local group, CRC, and then they were happy because the idea was to reach as many as possible with our peace education program. And then the idea came, the radio could be the best. And I said, we are already there. I'm already doing Africa on Air, but it's collapsing. So can we do that? Yes. So, okay, that is how peace music came. In peace music, we are using music as a tool to pass our peace messages. We invite a guest and we'll ask them to bring their own repertoire. They music they like when they were teenagers, or music they play when they are cooking at home, or music they listen to when they are tired after a long day. And then, interestingly, we have come to realize that anybody has their own peace music. It may be from Bob Marley, One Love, or it may be John Lennon, Imagine, all that. An asylum seeker or a refugee or a migrant, economic migrant in general, is somebody who has lost their land for any reason. It may be war, it may be poverty, it may be whatever. Now, when they come here, these people have behind their life amazing story to tell, and then well, people can learn from. So to be part of BCB has two aims. The first one is just to let these people express all things they have standing on their spirit. But when you just talk about your problems, it's amazing. It's you are expressing it. The more you speak, the more you express what is on your heart, the more you are healed. So it's really crucial for any asylum seekers to be encouraged to come. And I, as somebody who started from zero, and now who has become a hero because of BCB, I can encourage, honestly, to come and have some training here. By the way, I have to mention John Gill. When John Gill was our trainer, with people who don't speak English, and our trainer was so patient, so courageous as well, to deal with these people with love. And look, today, somebody called Ben is part of that. Oh, Big Ben of Bradford.